know it's been a couple of weeks, but we're trying to catch up on some things and make sure we're putting out the best stuff possible. We told you last time we were going to read My Side of the Mountain, and we're still going to do that, but that's coming out next week. This week is an About Us episode to help you get to know us a little bit. We hope you enjoy, and as always, give us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts if you enjoy what you're hearing. And you can follow us at DeathCultureBB on Instagram and Twitter. I'm Tanner.
I'm Shug.
All right, Shug. How old are you?
26.
Sweet. Lacey?
I am 34.
And I'm 34. Am I? No. I'm 33. I forgot.
I just turned 34 in August, and Tanner doesn't turn 34 until October.
I actually panicked a little bit today.
I wear the pants in the house.
That's not true.
For 2 months.
I panicked because I thought I was about to turn 35, and I thought I was old. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm still 33. Dodged the bullet. Anyway, okay, what are some of your other interests besides reading, Shug?
Powerlifting. I compete in powerlifting. I like lifting weights. I love movies. I would say sports, but really I just like Texas Tech sports. And only if we're doing good, which is rare. So, you know, every once in a while I watch some sports. I like camping and hiking.
Nature stuff.
Fishing when I can.
Yeah.
Hunting.
Once every 10 years?
Yeah, exactly. When the opportunity arises.
Cool.
Welding.
Sweet.
I like welding and building things.
What about you, Lacey?
Other than reading, I enjoy crafting. So, be it the Cricut, through sewing, painting, creating. I like doing that. I enjoy movies. All types of movies. I enjoy learning new things. Right now, I'm learning ASL, American Sign Language.
You're about to start tap dancing, right?
I'm about to start tap class.
Just like with your fingers? Or
with a pencil. And
you're learning Morse code. You're going to be a Western Union person.
That's pretty much it.
Sweet. I also compete in powerlifting, so I enjoy lifting weights. I like playing guitar. I played guitar for a long time. I like writing dissertations. I like building stuff. I was a carpenter for a lot of years. Not so much now, but I still like building stuff. Yeah. Movies. I like movies and music, of course. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, I like learning. So.
Yeah. Are we going to do this lightning round?
Let's do the lightning round.
What's the lightning round?
Well, I ask you some questions and you got to answer them the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay, go.
Am I allowed to give a full dissertation on why?
No, fast. No. Fast.
You have to be fast. All right, favorite food?
Steak. Sorry, vegans.
That was really slow.
Not really.
Pizza.
Favorite drink?
What's yours?
Oh, I have to say mine. Pad Thai or sushi.
Pad Thai or sushi? I thought it was steak.
No.
Mm. You sure?
Is this what we're gonna do?
I'm just joking.
I know me, okay, bro.
Okay, lightning round. Come on, you're slowing
drink.
Us down. Favorite drink?
Like, what would you drink? What's your favorite drink? Your go-to drink? What do you pick?
I mean,
not to quench your thirst. Not where, I mean, if water is, lame, but...
Oh, coffee.
Okay. Yeah, coffee.
Coke Zero. Cherry Coke Zero. After you would get to play you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Go. Well, obviously an actress wouldn't, an actor for you guys.
I think the guy that played Yukon Cornelius would be a great show.
For you.
Okay. For me. Dang it. That's pretty hard.
I can name three right now.
For
me?
I thought Christian Bale too. Or Leonardo DiCaprio. Or Bradley Cooper.
Christian Bale.
I was going to say Brad Pitt, but you know when he gets grows the beard?
Christian Bale could really put himself on your level, bud.
Shook you. Who?
Maybe Robert Downey Jr.? Ben Stiller?
I mean, am I allowed to have the same actor playing me as would play Dad?
Yes.
Jack Black?
Yeah. Or, I can see that.
Seth Rogen yes. would be a pretty good one. Yeah.
I guess for me, I said Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I would say Drew Barrymore.
I love her.
I think Reese Witherspoon could play you pretty well.
Yeah, Kathy Bates.
Yeah, I was going to say Anthony Hopkins for me.
A book you would like to be in. If you could live in a book, what book would it be?
Sun Also Rises would be cool because it was... They go to bullfights and all kinds of stuff, and then they live in France.
That one's tough for me. The first thing that came to my mind was Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, because I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
there's a lot of crazy stuff.
I thought of the Narnia series. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. First ones,
and then, well, I mean, I thought of Harry Potter, but I was like, well, I don't know if I'd always want to be around.
Because really, if you lived in the Narnia world, that'd be pretty sweet.
Because you could go back and forth.
Exactly.
You could go to World War II, and then you could go back to where.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
That'd be cool.
Well, you could be in the time machine, and then you could just go anywhere wanted. I did think of Lord of the Rings. I don't actually personally want to live in there. I just felt like that was the answer to the question.
But I think it would be kind of cool because you really would be into nature and stuff like that too.
Oh, you could just be a hobbit. That would be pretty sweet.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to do what the book does.
Yeah.
You can just live Alright, next question. What's your sick movie? What's a movie you watch when you're sick?
Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hadn't been sick in a long time.
No.
I think it's Superbad or 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I don't know. You used to watch Grandma's Boy quite a bit.
I did watch that one.
Mine is 50 First Dates.
Dodgeball, too.
Yeah, Dodgeball's good.
50 First Dates, yeah.
50 First Dates, my sick movie. Yeah. Or Sweet Home Alabama.
Dr. Strangelove.
Okay, how do you... This is obviously just for you guys. People don't want to know how I maintain my beard. But what do you use to keep your beard looking so lush and beautiful?
Wax.
Beard wax?
Beard wax. Mountaineer.
You comb it? You condition it? You shampoo it?
No, I comb my mustache so that I can kind of curl it a little bit.
I shampoo it.
Very nice.
I don't shampoo my head anymore.
Okay.
Because I feel like it was making me break out. Anyways, I shampoo it, and then I brush it out, and then I put like a moisturizer in the beard, and then brush it out one more time. And then, like a oil type thing on the outside.
I like it.
I mean, I use oil sometimes. But most of the time, I literally just get a wash rag, wash my face, get wax, and go... and then people think I have boogers in my beard. Well, that's like my barber the last time I went to, he trims my beard. He's like, "Hey, what's this in your beard?" And I was like, "Oh, I think it's just wax." I was like, "Why? Do you think it was boogers?" He's like, "Yeah, I thought you like sneezed sideways or something." Sorry, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
This is.
Why can't I keep my face from drying out? Okay.
Okay. Have you? I don't know. Have you done the Myers-Briggs or Enneagram? Have you tested either one of those?
Is that the DISC?
No, Myers-Briggs is the LARP or whatever,
right?
Like
Myers-Briggs is like the personality kind of test.
No, that one is the DISC test.
DISC?
No. It's the...
Or that one's the ABC.
I'm an ENFJ.
No, okay, so that is the one.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember what my letters were on that one.
Oh, no, dude. We did one of those, and I came out like everything was even. So I said, that just means I have split personality disorder.
No, you're just a well-rounded person. No,
well, the only thing I didn't have was like a brain. The one, it was like I was lower on... IQ, brain function. I was lower on like organization, obviously. Hence my brain, and like sensitivity.
You were lower on sensitivity?
Yeah, because I was higher on like the more have fun side of things,
yeah.
Like care about people and how people are feeling.
Yeah,
I was higher on that one. I was lower on like care how people feel about me.
Yeah,
right. That makes sense.
Yeah, I just did that Enneagram this week, and I was a 5 and an 8, but they were like even. And I don't know. It's because it's so hard. Sometimes it's hard to be objective about yourself, so I don't know. But I think an 8 probably describes me better, which was like, it was called the Challenger, where you like question everything. And
you've never done that.
Never,
I've never
questioned everything.
You questioning anything.
Or
yeah. So my Enneagram was a 2, and then my Briggs is that, so I'm a helper / teacher.
Yeah.
Which pretty much explains,
yeah,
I think,
sense.
Who I am.
And I think the Myers-Briggs or whatever that I did, it was like the thinker or the...
Yeah.
More like... And that was the 5 on the Enneagram test. It was like a...
Because you can
the thinker. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit of both, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ready? Okay, Tanner, what are your top 5 books?
The Sun Also Rises, Uncle Tom's Cabin, Starting Strength, The Fountainhead, The Art of War, The Book of Proverbs.
Okay, so your turn.
Revelations.
Oh!
just kidding. Alright. The Fountainhead, The Last Babylon, Chronicles of Narnia,
mm-hmm.
War of Art, and Old Man in the Sea.
Mine are The Passage by Justin Cronin, Bag of Bones, Stephen King, Book Thief, Marcus Zusak, Harry Potter, of course, Beach Music by Pat Conroy. Runner-ups are Lovely Bones and Eve in Exile. Sorry, guys. I'm asking the questions I get to say.
Can The Gunslinger... series be a runner-up for me?
Well,
yes.
I like, if we're going to Stephen King books, I like Insomnia.
What do you mean if we're going with him? Of course
going
with him.
I like Insomnia. All right, go.
Okay, so I guess let's wrap it up and tell me about yourself?
Wrap it up. Wrap the lightning round up? No, Shook's got questions.
Lightning round.
Okay.
No.
Do you
want to
ask those questions,
You're wrapping the lightning round up. Go. Right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, name three things. I know this is hard. But three things that maybe you're explaining yourself. What would be the three things about yourself that people would need to know?
To explain myself?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or I guess to tell people what you're about. Does that make sense? Maybe three things. You have three things that you can kind of let people know about you. Of course, people aren't going to know. You know what I'm saying?
The depth
of who you are. But.
Okay. So let me see. Let me answer this and then you tell me if my answers are right. So I'm I would say I'm a lifelong learner, or
mm-hmm.
try to be, attempt to be a learner
mm-hmm.
about a variety of subjects. I value work ethic, just kind of putting your head down and working. And then I like to think in a really high-minded way. Am I right? Is that a right answer?
Yeah,
or
is
that what you're looking for?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really... I mean, there's not anything specific. There's no...
Okay, I just didn't
no
understand...
Here. Just
I didn't understand the question because I like to think so high-minded.
I would say that I think in a high-minded manner. I'm a lifelong learner and I value working
on... Of many subjects.
fun-loving...
Yeah.
Loyal.
Yeah, definitely. Passionate.
I'm just passionate. I'm just passionate.
Passion fruit.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Lacey?
Researcher-teacher.
Researcher-teacher?
Yeah. Can I put
Is
that
together?
Is
that slash?
Slash teacher?
Can I put that together? Researcher. Slash teacher.
Yeah.
A research...
Teaching.
To teach. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know how to explain that. I'll just do two separate ones. I like researching things. I like teaching things.
So you like learning.
I like loving people.
Yeah, definitely.
And I like, I guess helping people would be loving people.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely
being
helping
joyful.
People.
I like being joyful.
Yeah, I would say for sure you guys are the more... fun ones of the podcast.
That's why you like to be around us.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's why you guys hate to be around me.
No, we
don't hate to be around you.
all right.
Sometimes we have fun.
Shug, you want to ask your question?
Yeah.
Questions, or you want me? Yeah, because I'm thinking of some questions
too.
Oh,
okay.
Because I'm not prepared.
So, I think I remember a few from last time. Well, let's do this. What's the first book you remember reading? Is there a book that sticks out in your head?
Yeah. For me, I think it was A Wrinkle in Time. There's two that I really remember. A Wrinkle in Time and The Rifle. But I think, because I remember reading A Wrinkle in Time three or four times when I was a kid. I don't know why, I just like the story. I read it in fourth grade, something like that. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good story.
I think my first one was Goosebumps. Something about slime.
I mean, I guess maybe y'all don't have as good as a memory
That's
as I.
That's
true. Because I remember exiting the womb.
Reading a book.
No, I don't know how far we're going. I just remember. I remember memorizing Green Eggs and Ham and The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
You did. Yeah, I remember that you had that. You had that memorized The Night Before Christmas when you were real young.
I am on that Santa Claus train, baby.
And it has not slowed down.
That's what I should have said.
Bit.
That's what I should have said for my three things. Still believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You need to definitely know that about me.
the only living Santa Claus conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like going back that far. I know Mom had those books about like the, I don't even know what they were, but they were like different character traits, but it was about, it would use people in history or whatever, but it would like use their lives or whatever.
To
as
teach you about like courage or
yeah.
Oh,
honesty.
Dude, yeah,
I think she's got them in the
on
the
book. Like Abraham Lincoln and
yeah,
like the Wright brothers and stuff.
Yeah, the ones that I remember, because this is before. I mean, I'm sure we read Green Eggs and Ham and stuff like that, but I remember those even earlier than, you know, the ones that I read by myself. And I remember, I think it was, I know Louis Pasteur, I don't know why, I just remember that one. And then Prefontaine, The Runner, and it was about him. And I don't remember, I don't know why, I just thought it was cool.
Dude, I remember one about somebody in the Mayo Clinic.
Oh, yeah? But I just remember reading
those.
Was it
about
polio?
You said Goosebumps?
Yeah.
Way to go,
That's
Goosebumps.
The first book?
That I mean, that I catch. I mean, like, I remember, I don't remember the name of it. I remember having a special monster book, but I don't remember the name of it.
I thought you figured that out a long time ago.
Oh,
well,
the
what about the
lost?
One? What
yeah,
about the ones
and I lost
with the...
It at the... We went and stayed in a hotel, and I left it in the drawer in the hotel, but I can't remember the name of it. I have looked everywhere, but it was... But I'm looking for it from what I remember as a kid. Do you
yeah.
know what
yeah.
I mean?
So
it could
it
look,
might be totally
it could look
different.
Totally different. But I'm looking at the image still in my brain
yeah.
from when I was 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Anyway... But yeah, so I do remember that. But I mean, as far as like my first book, I think. And
what else you got?
Hank the Cow Dog.
Dude, Hank the Cow Dog. I knocked those bad boys out,
right.
Son. Them AR points. Dude, I used to read all those little mystery books when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I think there was a girl. I might have been reading girl books. But then again... They were putting me in special reading classes.
Nancy Drew?
No, not... It wasn't... I wasn't about to read Nancy Drew. Why do you think I am? No, it was like... I don't know.
Babysitter's Club?
Adventures in Babysitting? No, I don't know. I don't know what it was.
I remember when I was in doing the AR crap. In whatever.
Well,
anyway,
I mean, it's public school. It is crap.
And I read some books about, like, I don't know, it was like mice that, but they were, it was like knights, but they were mice or something.
Oh,
it's the most ridiculous crap ever.
I read one. It's
like
called Two Minds, and it was a girl. When she would pass out, she would wake up in another girl's body. Somewhere else, and then she would like come back to
Dude,
her
that's
body.
Crazy.
But I was young. I mm-hmm. still have it. I think I still have it. It's called Two Minds.
That's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. We had some crazy stuff back in the day. Them 90s.
That's when
those 90s will get you.
When I was in like sixth grade, I read what was that one? There was a movie. It was a book about the lawyer that goes to the town and the people are all getting cancer and crap.
Cars?
Civil Action?
Oh.
Something
yeah.
like that. And they made a movie about it with John Travolta. But it was like, it was super complicated. I'm in sixth grade. I want to be a lawyer. I'll read this book. Oh, okay, dork.
All right. What got you into reading, or what made you, you know, do you get what I'm saying? What sparked a passion in reading?
What got me into reading?
In
I liked reading when I was a kid, you know, I guess everybody likes reading because it's a way of, you know, creating a world in your head. You know, it's more imaginative than movies and stuff like that. I don't think, like, we didn't have video games when we were younger, yeah. really. And, like, I don't ever really even remember having cable. So I didn't watch TV a lot. We just played and imagined and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think just that is probably the biggest thing. And then as an adult reading, you know, it just depends. I mean, I've gone through phases where I haven't been as much of a reader, but I just feel like, as you know, as an adult, I think to continue learning and to continue expanding your mind and keeping your mind sharp, you have to keep reading. And I just like, I love the feeling of learning something new, you know? And I think too, for me, because I do like to think deep, I can chunk things together and then draw lines between them or whatever. You know what I mean? So, you know, so I might tie an idea in Old Man of the Sea to something in another book that I'm reading or whatever, you know? Makes sense. And so, yeah, it just helps me draw lines between things and kind of, I guess, develop a more detailed version of my philosophy of life or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
I think for me, growing up, we moved around a lot whenever I was younger, and so I had trouble reading, and I really couldn't read well until I was actually, you know, a little older. And so I don't really remember, man, that was super country. I don't really remember reading a lot whenever I was super young. It wasn't until I got a little older that I started reading things, I guess to, kind of what Tanner was saying, but to escape and to imagine and to be in a different, and be in different places. And that's really what sparked my need or reason for reading.
Yeah.
And I've been a ferocious reader ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a crappy question. My answer is pretty much the same, so...
We'll just skip on.
That sucks.
All right.
Just say it.
Well, y'all being a lot older than me, I was... Or not... Not a lot older than me, but, you know, I remember a lot of times I was kind of by myself.
Yeah.
When I was real young.
Yo, you're saying like me and...
Yeah, you and Derek. My brothers being a lot older than me. I was by myself a lot, so imagining, you know, my imagination kind of... Anything that could spark my imagination, I liked. So, reading and... our dad's a really pretty good storyteller, so... I just kind of... you know, sparked a love for stories from that. I think I got that from him. Alright. What you would take with you into the apocalypse does not have to be, like, just assume that you have all supplies that
okay.
you need.
Yes.
This is just, like, three things you don't
want
to live without, basically.
Okay.
In the apocalypse.
Okay.
It could be like a lifetime supply of marshmallows.
Okay. Can I go first? No, y'all go first.
Do you want to go first?
You go first.
No, y'all go first. I don't know. I think
about it. Well, it's hard.
What if we do one? We do three rounds of
okay,
one
go.
Thing.
Okay, go. Because I'm scared I'm going to take y'all's and then I'm going to feel bad if I take y'all's.
I feel like you already have one thing. Say it.
I have two already.
Go. Oh, say it. Say it.
Okay, first. I'm going to say caffeine.
Yeah.
Just like... In so, general, caffeine,
well,
or are you going to have several
choices? I would
prefer
Cherry Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Or, like, tea. Some hot tea, perhaps.
Well, you could grow that,
sleepy
though.
Time.
Some sleepy time tea.
That's not caffeine,
that's true.
But...
You could grow some
marijuana.
Herbs and tea.
Oh. just kidding, guys. Thought we were going there.
Whoops.
Thought we were all on the same page. Your turn, Tanner.
A guitar?
A guitar?
I mean, either that or a record player.
Some music?
But see, then if you have a record player, then you have to have a record collection, which is not one thing.
Just bring your guitar and it'll bring music.
That's what I'm saying. So, guitar. Guitar.
Shoot.
Go shoot.
Well, I have all of
as I'm turning into a zombie.
My things that I need, like my glasses and hearing aids and
stuff. Like, okay. You've got all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Just blue monsters.
Just
I just want blue monsters that are cold.
Ooh, very nice. I want my Cokes to be like a little slushy.
Dude, I want those blue monsters to be so cold that I get a brain freeze from drinking them. Because I'm definitely going to drink them too fast.
I don't know. I think... Oh, go ahead. You got to do your next one. Go.
I need something to craft, so... Craft? That's inappropriation.
No, I really thought you said crap.
I need like an outhouse. I need a toilet with a sea warmer.
No. I can't make it through the apocalypse without my bidet.
Walking into the apocalypse with a bidet under your arm.
I don't know if it's... You know, like a little craft kit.
So like paints.
So like your little kit that you gave me for Christmas, and so it has like some pencils, some matte pencils, drawing pencils, some watercolors, some pastels.
Gotcha.
Something that I can use to, you know, have an outlet of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not to jump on the caffeine bandwagon, but I think. Which, I don't know, I guess, yeah, I think coffee. I definitely have to have coffee. Obviously. I mean, that sounds...
Yeah,
I know. I think we'll have the caffeine covered.
Exactly.
I mean, might as
well. Well, I mean, we're just going to assume Dad's bringing a lifetime supply of Frescas, so it's going to be that refrigerator downstairs all over again.
Yeah, I'd say coffee. Like, good coffee, though. Or maybe even espresso.
Espresso.
I mean, just the beans. Maybe just a plant, a coffee plant that I can plant my whole field of coffee.
Or chocolate-covered coffee beans. You didn't like those?
Oh, those are crappy.
Those were actually good, and that's weird, because I don't even like coffee that much.
They're pretty good.
I don't like them.
They're fine.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bitter-to-bitter time continuum, which is a little unnecessary, but...
What else should?
I'm trying to think. Like, the problem is, I feel like my outlets, like I like being out in nature.
So it's already going to be there?
I like working out, which I feel like is going to not be necessary in the apocalypse.
I know, but, like,
is
don't you think...
Is it necessary to drink your own urine?
No.
But it's sterile.
But I like the
taste.
It's true.
See? So you're definitely going to work out on top of your everyday workout.
I mean, you have to have some type of linear progression.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, dude, it's the apocalypse, steroids.
I did think about that a minute ago.
Why?
Well, at that point, I mean, I'm not going to be competing. I may as well be in top physical performance and ability.
The bad part about that is you got to have a refrigerator also.
Already got it. I'll stash it next to my monsters. Remember, I put that little, they gotta be cold caveat.
Yeah, buddy.
So, what about books?
Yeah, I mean, that's... I'm holding up the Albanese gummy bear place and then a library.
Okay, so books are already there.
Yeah, library's been in my game plan.
Okay.
A while. Because we're going to need it for practical knowledge and things like botany or, you know.
Yeah, but like, what if it, I don't know, if you have the library, you have the library, so.
Ooh, a soft pillow.
So like, a tool, like tools, are like we taking
tools are already there.
Tools are already there, so things that we need are already there. And
it's just
if all books are already there, then it's like,
then I just want something to sleep the question harder. Or a big comfy, but I guess a sweater would be clothes. But I don't see that bedding would be necessarily a necessity. Like, you know, you could just sleep on the ground with some pine needles.
Yeah.
But if you had a clean, nice, fluffy pillow. Like a, no, always,
what about like a secluded,
where it's always a little cool?
A secluded shower. Where you, I mean, that you can get warm water when you need it. And take a hot shower would probably be nice. But I don't have to have that. I can just smell myself. It's fine. Y'all will be the ones that really want me to have a shower.
A dip in the spring.
Yeah, I mean, that it's hard. The third one's hard because it's like, if everything's there, I mean, if you can steal everything as soon as the apocalypse
hits. Yeah, but I mean, like, what food you... So, like, someone could say, like, they want pizza because obviously you're not going to get pizza.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you see what I'm trying to say?
But, I mean, I'm okay with eating steak all the time, so...
Yeah, zombie steak. Yeah.
So, I want a herd of cows. That's my third thing. A herd of cows.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're going to grow that.
Well, I want it there.
Plant the cow
in
seed.
Place.
Plant the cow seed and watch it grow.
I guess,
I
mean...
You already did your three. What are you thinking about?
What's my third?
Oh, I thought you did it.
I guess mine is going to be like a barbell and like 1,200 pounds worth of weights and a squat rack. Maybe a lat pull down.
Oh.
No, I mean... Yeah,
definitely just take over a gym.
Well, yeah. Well, then what... If I'm taking everything over,
saying,
then I'll just want an AK-47.
Well, you could get that.
I want a tank.
You could get that as well.
Well, this is useless.
Well, I'm just saying
I
it's going to be like
massage.
Something. Okay. Okay. So, like, monsters, right? They're... Oh, okay.
If you could take
that.
Over
yeah,
the monster factory.
You're right. You're...
The question
well,
is too broad.
Some parameters.
That's what I'm saying. The parameters.
Okay.
So
but I think everyone's already learned what's really important to us.
Caffeine.
Steroids that we don't take.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Oh, dude. Meth. Well.
Did you say meth?
No. Medicine. Man. I was trying to.
Okay. Let's change the parameters.
Okay. Okay. Restart.
Well, we already did the top five books. So, book, movie, album.
Ooh.
That you would take.
Oh, a book, movie, album that we would take in
into the
apocalypse.
Okay.
Oh, this is an impossible question. Never mind.
No, that's awful.
Can't do it.
No way.
Can't do it.
No. Are you kidding me? You think we could decide on one album that we would have to listen
yeah,
to all the time?
Exactly.
Because, like, you could say...
No.
Yeah. Like, would you give
okay,
up...
Okay,
would you give up Waylon Jennings for CCR?
Yeah.
Or CCR for the Beatles? Or the Beatles for Waylon Jennings? Or
Waylon Jennings for Jimi Hendrix.
Or Jimi Hendrix for Buddy Holly.
Or Buddy Holly for Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Or Stevie Ray Vaughan for Spice Girls.
You lost.
Definitely not there. But Stevie joking. Ray for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Or Lynyrd Skynyrd for, I don't know, the Fugees. Like we were, I forgot. Yeah.
The Wallflowers.
Yes, sir.
Bob Dylan.
Tom Petty.
Yeah, so no, China it's impossible. Boston. Although, we. Well.
Okay. What about this?
Time out. Go to half price books?
Yeah, definitely. Alright. Next question.
Alright. who's your favorite book character? Character in a book. Who is your favorite?
Oh, is that what you meant? Book character?
I thought maybe if I rephrased it.
Oh, you mean character in a book. Oh, okay.
Mine would be Harry Potter.
Oh.
He's just kind-hearted, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do know what you're saying.
He was a little sad, and he loves the people.
What about?
He fights for the people.
What about you, Shug?
Howard Roark.
Yeah.
From the Fountainhead.
That's a good one.
He didn't let anybody get him down. Did his own thing. Came out not unscathed, but came out on top in the end.
Yeah. Man, I asked the question, but I don't have a good answer for it, really. I don't know. We talked about, you said in Old Man in the Sea that you really liked Santiago, and I don't know. Because I've been thinking about that one a lot since we read it and since we did the podcast, and I think he might be one of my favorites, if not my favorite, because I understand
him so well.
Yeah, man. I just understand I was thinking more about it. We can talk about it later, but about how when he was coming back in too, and he was thinking about, man, I should have thrown water onto the boat so I could have salt for the fish and stuff like that. And I don't know, I just recognized it in myself too. So I don't know, I think he might be my favorite. Santiago from the Old Man in the Sea.
Oh, why did you want to start this podcast? Why did you want to do this podcast?
I wanted to start the podcast, one, because I love reading. So it gave me an excuse to read maybe other books I normally wouldn't pick up and read, which I love. And, you know, to have new ideas to read. But two, also just to spend time with Tanner and Shug. And kind of just do something fun with them.
Yeah, for me, so I tried to start out this year with kind of a goal of reading more, and then the goal kind of transformed to like just trying to read 50 books, and then we've been wanting to start me and Shug have tried to start a podcast several times over the past, I don't know,
ten years.
And, you know, I thought this would be a good way to kind of break the ice where we could talk about it, and then we kind of did the first one. I thought it was really fun, and I think talking about books and kind of getting people's different takes on books and stuff is cool, so, yeah.
Yeah, similar here. Tanner and I have always wanted to start a podcast, and then it's an awesome getting to hang out with you guys, making it an intentional thing.
Yeah.
And then I also think just like reading a book and kind of having that shared experience is cool.
Yeah.
It's similar to talking after a movie.
Yeah.
Except you put more into it.
Yeah, there's
always
more effort.
You're more passionate about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's a, like I said earlier, for me, reading books and then talking about them afterwards too. Like, we talked about The Old Man and the Sea, and I had a few ideas, and then you guys had different ideas, and specifically what Shug had told me kind of before we did the podcast kind of made me thinking, and it's just, that's, I guess I like that, you know, where we can talk about it, and then I go back and think about what we talked about after
looking
the
at
fact
it differently
too.
Yeah.
And then I love, like I said earlier, drawing the lines between this book to this book, you know what I mean? And two totally unrelated books might see something about this human experience that, you know, relates to each other. So I like that.
Definitely.
All right, last thing.
Yes, sir.
Quick. What is one thing you want to see happen with the podcast going forward? So, like, something we could do different, or, like, what do you, like, an outcome, or I'm saying? What's something you want to come out of this podcast? Like, for me, I would hope that we could entertain some people, but also help them.
Yeah.
In some way. I don't know. I don't know how we could help them. Maybe give them a new passion, maybe in reading, or suggest some sort of book that they would not normally read, hopefully. Mm-hmm. That maybe helps them. I don't know. I hope.
Yeah,
we
that's
could
what
help
I was gonna say.
Always.
Yeah, just encouragement, maybe through it. Encouragement, just to one, just to try something new. Two, not to take anything so serious.
Yeah.
And three, read more.
Yeah, I mean, I think like y'all said, you know, getting to hang out with y'all, that's a good byproduct for me. But I think ultimately it'd be cool for just people to understand that you don't have to pigeonhole yourself into one specific thing. You know, I mean, I would not say that I would be the type of person that people would see and say, oh yeah, that guy probably reads a lot. But, you know, I think kind of the way that Lacey and I operate, well, all of us operate, is we try to be more complete people and continue to be more complete people. So I feel like reading is part of that, because you get to learn from even novels, even not, you know, fiction, nonfiction, whatever. So, like y'all said, I would hope that people would that would inspire people to read.
Yeah.
And maybe diversify themselves.
Yeah.
And try to round themselves out as people.
Yeah.
And then we just help them think along the way, maybe something differently, you know, mm-hmm. in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next week we're going to be, talking, look forward to, My Side of the Mountain by Gene Craighead George. And then the week after that, The Outsiders. So that's it. If you liked this podcast, give us a 5-star rating or review. Adios, turd nuggets. Stay golden, pony boy.
Later.
Okay, thanks, Lacey.